Hello there, you are listening to the OCL podcast. Today, what we will be talking about is the psilocybin mushroom. Today with us on this podcast is Dr. Psilocybin himself. Dr. Psilocybin, hello there. Very nice to be here. Thank you for having me. Of course. Now, Dr. Psilocybin, what exactly is the psilocybin mushroom? The psilocybin mushroom, quite an interesting fungi, if I would say. You see, what happens is you actually eat the dried version of these mushrooms, and when you eat them, the component inside the mushroom called psilocybin actually causes you to have something that's called a trip. And in these trips, you hallucinate, you are confronted with quote-unquote deities of the other realms, whatever that means. Whoa, hang on, did you say deities? Yes, actually a large number of people that use these psilocybin mushrooms report having a spiritual experience. You see, cultures for many years have used psilocybin mushrooms for healing and religious purposes. Wait, so is it scary? Yes, that is the downside of these drugs. You see, on these trips, you can actually have a good trip or a bad trip. These bad trips are extremely traumatizing. You see, a large number of people that have experienced bad trips actually report it as being one of the top five most difficult experiences of their lives. But you see, from these bad trips, those same number of people report it as being one of the most meaningful experiences of their lives. So you see, these bad trips actually have a beneficial effect on the people that have them. So it's really hard to say if these are good or bad for you. But yes, they are very scary and they can be traumatizing. But the numbers do show that these traumatizing experiences actually end up with meaningful results. Wait, so they are dangerous or they aren't? Yes, well, you see, these traumatizing experiences can actually cause a disorder called HPPD. Now, what exactly is HPPD? You see, it's a disorder that you get from these traumatizing experiences, and exactly what happens is you basically don't stop tripping. You see, you still hallucinate even after the effects of these drugs are out of your system. We don't know why this happens, and it affects a very small percentage of drug users, about 4% of drug users, in fact. We don't know the percentage for psilocybin mushrooms exactly because of the lack of studies, but yes, there is a very damning price for using these mushrooms for some people, a very low number of people. Really? And well, does it go away? Yes, in fact, in a large number of people that actually experience HPPD, it goes away within a couple months. But for some people, it does not go away, and it's untreatable. You know, there isn't a lot of studies done on it, so we really don't know how to treat this disorder.
So how does it compare to other drugs?
You see, interestingly enough, in a global drug survey back in 2017, it was actually concluded that psilocybin mushrooms were the least dangerous drug of them all, even beating out cannabis. Yes, less dangerous than cannabis.
Wait, so what about HPPD? I thought you said that was a really dangerous side effect.
Yes, well, of course, it is a dangerous side effect. The only thing is that it affects a very, very small percentage of the psilocybin community. So that's why it's very low on the danger scale.
Okay, that makes sense. I was wondering, Doctor, exactly how did the mushroom evolve this way? You know, is it by accident? What's the reason behind it?
Psilocybin, the active ingredient inside these mushrooms, actually affects insects as well. So when these insects would go to eat the mushroom, they would actually begin to trip as well, interestingly enough.
What this would result in is the actual altering of the way the insect wants to actually eat the mushroom. You know, it actually doesn't want to eat the mushroom anymore because it's affected mentally. The psilocybin actually alters the mind so that the insect does not want to eat the mushroom anymore. Wait. So you're saying that it's basically just a defensive mechanism? I mean, are we actually supposed to be putting the stuff in our bodies in that case? Yes, very good question. Well, it isn't poisonous. We all know that for sure. And well, they are edible, so sure, I guess we are supposed to put it in our body. Who knows, to be honest. All the studies are either very new or very outdated. And based off the benefits, well, I can conclude that, yes, we are supposed to consume these mushrooms.
Okay, so what are the actual solid benefits of these mushrooms?
Yes, the benefits. People with PTSD used to treat that. Depression. Also used to treat depression. People with anxiety issues. Suicidal thoughts. People that used to have suicidal thoughts do not have them after using the substance. And I feel that there's a lot more benefits that are yet undiscovered. Not only do they have therapeutic use, economical use as well. They will benefit the economy, same way that cannabis has, you know, because it's a spiritual substance. More spiritual guides will have jobs, more dispensaries because of the different strains, and a lot of economical growth because of these psilocybin mushrooms. They are a very popular item, illegally, but yes, I do believe that they will have the same amount of economical benefits as cannabis.
Ah, okay. Interesting stuff. Well, let me ask a question, Dr. Psilocybin. Do you want psilocybin mushrooms to be legalized in all of the United States?
Ah, yes, that is the question indeed. Well, with them being legalized in Colorado, it's only a matter of time before they're legalized everywhere in the U.S. Take Amsterdam, for example. But yes, I do very dearly want them to be legalized. I think the benefits outweigh the risks. And I think that once we get this down to an exact science, do more research, this will be a breakthrough in the therapeutic science community.
Well, you heard it here, folks. The man wants the legalization of these mushrooms. Thank you, though. That is all the time we have today. Thank you, Dr. Psilocybin.
Yes, very glad to be here.
I'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors today, Hebron High School and the Perkins Society of Cats. Come back next week where we'll be talking about flying monkeys. Thank you.